major setback I've experienced since being in sex work has been my inability to be easy and relaxed and trusting around men. I'm just gonna say it this way. I've never really felt comfortable with the title of misandrist or being perceived as sexist. But I don't really care at this moment. I've thought that being like a vixen or like a sex icon, I thought that it was easy. I thought that it would feel like something you melted into. But I now realize it's not. I always wondered why, no matter how much I had tried to portray sexiness, sensuality, mystery, I always just felt tense. And I just realized that the women I've seen online, in person, on the screen, it really was just a show. And I think for a lot of us, there are usually such dire circumstances around us that it's almost like it's a show. Like you gotta put on your absolute best show because your life counts on it. I no longer know how to. No, how do I say this? Alright, let me put it to you this way. I've been watching the TV adaptation of The Last of Us, and aside from Pedro Pascal being an absolute, just like, something, just himself being a sex icon, if you will, the character of Joel, and seeing a man wanting to be a father again, even though he's reluctant or was reluctant of it because of his past trauma, seeing a man hug, spend time with, and protect a young girl, and it being this platonic fatherly love, I just found myself in my mind, like, uneasy. It is such new territory for me to see. I realize I've never experienced that. And that's really sad for me. My entire life, even being as plain and as, or even feeling as ugly as I've felt, as the years have gone on and I've begun to mature, I realize, like, I'm starting to see just how much my life was bombarded with perverted men, older in particular. And I've said it before, and I can't believe I'm having to say it again, but Like, I'm really surprised I didn't get into sex work earlier. I'm glad I didn't. Because the damage that I've accrued, I think it would have been far worse than what I have now if I did. But I really am surprised I didn't. I'm just, like, watching this show and seeing this man who's not blood related to this young girl, and rather than thinking, you know, what can I get from her, and me waiting for that, even though I know that's not how the show goes, but me waiting for a hand to be lingering in an odd way, or something, you know, subtly sexual said, and like at a time when it's, you know, like it's never relevant, but you get what I mean, like being suggestive. And that is so twisted. I have talked about a lot of positives for me that have come from sex work, but this is a deep wound that sex work only made worse. But my youth and my need to survive didn't allow me to really see it. Because, to be honest with you, none of the interactions I've had with any man since I've been on my own have been wholesome, have been safe. I prefer, like I talked about, how, you know, the relief I felt from sex work, in the sense of, like, the transactions are very clear. Like, I want this, so you give me this, I give you that. But I don't know what it's like anymore. Or maybe I never did. To just be safe and then not be transactional. Like, I miss that. My mother's pretty much gone in her mind. Grandparents are gone. Never had a father. I feel like an orphan. And I think back on 17-year-old Danielle. 18-year-old Danielle. And all the men that I allowed in me. But I couldn't, like, even in my time that I thought it was like a hot girl era, I thought that I was, like, empowering myself and doing what I wanted. I was still a lost kid. There was just so much I didn't know, and I couldn't see. I was so naive. I couldn't see the blatant disregard that any of these men had for me. It hurts right now, to say the least, what I would give to... You know what? I think even if I did come across a man who showed some form of fatherly love, I think I would not know how to handle it. I don't think I would be able to accept it. At least not right off the bat. Any friends, if you will, that I've made from the industry that were previous clients. I know with them, it's... I'm not gonna say it's not genuine, but I have a feeling like there's something very performative about it. It's just, it's not genuine friendship. I have this one person I thought that really, like, was my friend. We met through the industry. He would go to one of the spas that I used to work at. I had never attended him there. We ended up working together outside of the industry. And, you know, like, over time, we've been in communication. But recently, we had a plan for an outing. And then he was texting me randomly, you know, like, I'm super horny, like, I can't go out like this, what should I do? I don't think he said, what should I do, but I think it was something along the lines of, yeah, I'm, like, super horny, I can't go out like this, I don't know what I'm gonna do, or I don't remember. But it was very suggestive. And I remember, and look, someone hearing this is gonna be like, you know what, this dumb bitch, she shouldn't have done, like, she met this man in a certain way. And what I'm about to say to add to it would be like, she definitely, like, left room for something sexual, so why is she surprised? But anyway, so him randomly saying that before our outing as friends, because we talk about real things with this person, and I'm assuming he does the same with me. It was so very sexually suggestive, and it took me off guard. And I haven't felt like I was taken aback in a long while. And it made me think to when he offered me real work years ago, like when he had this is before COVID, his massage business, and I was wanting to try and do something legitimate. And when I went to his apartment, you know, I thought, in my twisted mind, let me just give this guy a fucking blowjob because he already seems like he wants something. Let me get it out of the way so that we can focus on the actual work. And I thought that if he got the experience of, like, oh, it's just another fucking mouth, it's nothing special, that, you know, sexual tension, or that whole, like, being suggestive sexually with me, it wouldn't happen again. That we could move past the whole idea of, like, fucking, and just, you know, be normal people. That was me being stupid. And so, like, when he texted me that, it completely turned me off in the sense of, like, why am I gonna go spend time with this person? I think this person, in reality, is just waiting for an opportunity to fuck. They might pretend like they're lending an ear, but it's not real. And, you know,